You are able to accomplish a lot, but you can't always get everything finished before you leave.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, we speak with outgoing Northampton Mayor David Narkowitz. Narkowitz will leave office in a few days after opting not to run for a fourth term. For two decades, Narkowitz has held various appointed and elected offices in Northampton, Massachusetts. He'll leave the mayor's office with no immediate plans to return to public service. Just before his term winds down, he spoke with WAMC Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill about his tenure.
I think when I first ran for office, my goal, and it was actually my campaign theme or slogan, was to move a great city forward. I think when I ran, I thought Northampton was a great city, and I really felt it was my job as mayor to try to advance all of the, you know, incredible initiatives that were happening in the city and move us forward. And so when I look back over the last 10 years, I feel proud that I have been able to move the city forward and, you know, leave the city in a better place in many ways, including, you know, our financial position and our infrastructure, and as well as advancing important agendas around climate and sustainability, as well as our important agenda and values as a progressive and welcoming city.
And anything that you regret that you were unable to accomplish, or maybe that you didn't turn out quite the way you'd hoped?
You know, there's always big projects that take many, many years to develop, and I inherited several of those from my predecessor, and there are several that I just won't be able to get finished, and will hand off to my successor. So, I think that just kind of comes with the territory. I mean, the Community Resilience Hub has been a major focus of my final year in office, and was hoping to get that over the finish line, but there are a few. Loose ends that have to be tied up, so most likely it'll carry over. And then there's, you know, the major redesign that we've been working on of our Main Street in downtown. That's been a long and slow developing project. And again, I think we've gotten it in a position where it'll be ready to get into the queue for the federal funding. So I think those are, it's just a natural part of being in any type of administration or, you know, leadership role like this. Some, you are able to accomplish a lot, but you can't always get everything finished before you leave.
You mentioned the Main Street redesign. Obviously, downtown Northampton has undergone some changes over the last decade with some longtime retailers leaving. Is downtown still the economic engine for the city?
Most definitely. I think the changes that have happened downtown have, you know, sort of the normal cycle, you know, as you look back over time. And, you know, I think what's most important is that, you know, we have had businesses close due to, you know, retirements or relocation, but I think what's most important is that people are still very interested in locating here, and we've had, you know, many, many businesses, even in the middle of COVID, we've had many businesses open in downtown. So, and not to mention the fact that, you know, the cannabis industry has added another dimension to our downtown, and, you know, several vacant storefronts and retail portals have been filled by this new industry in Massachusetts. So, you know, downtown remains an important part of the city's economic picture, as well as its cultural and social health. And I continue to be very optimistic about the future of downtown moving forward.
You mentioned the cannabis industry. 3 years ago, Northampton was in the national spotlight as the first legal recreational marijuana was sold anywhere on the East Coast. I think you have eight cannabis stores in the city now. Is that number right?
That is correct. We have eight that are open and through, and you know, have went through the whole licensing process and are open.
And so has the industry proved to be a positive for Northampton?
I think most definitely it has. I think that you know, many of the fears about, you know, negative impacts of the industry have just not materialized, and I believe that these have all of these operators that have located in Northampton have been great additions to our business community. They've, you know, as I mentioned earlier, have created beautiful retail spaces. They've employed people. They've brought money into the local economy with visitors coming here, and so I think on the whole it has been a net positive for the city, and I'm proud that Northampton, you know, took a leadership role in ushering in the new industry.
What's this past year plus several months been like managing the city through the impacts of the global pandemic?
It's been very challenging. It's definitely been very challenging. Not really how I envisioned my you know, my final term in office playing out. But again, what it's done for me at least is it's really you know, it's really affirmed what a great team we have here in the city, and you know, we have a real great set of highly experienced and professional department heads, and we've all had to pull together as a team to address this this pandemic. And you know, again, I think Northampton has been a leader, whether it's, you know, opening a regional vaccination clinic and you know, given now close to, I don't know, almost 40,000 vaccines, to standing up an emergency shelter for the houseless, to making sure that we were feeding people throughout the pandemic as well. So, you know, it's been a challenge. It's been certainly a challenge for leaders all across the country at every level of government. But I'm, you know, I feel like the experience I had as someone who'd been in office already for 8 years came to bear, and obviously the great team that we had assembled also has allowed us to get through the pandemic and do our best to keep our community safe.
What are you going to miss about the job?
I think probably just you know, the opportunity to meet so many interesting people and work with people all throughout the community. You know, I think that's been the part that will stick with me, is, you know, the opportunity to work first and foremost, you know, first with so many, you know, talented and dedicated city employees who, you know, go to work every day and often, many times don't even get the recognition for the work they do. Sometimes at 3 a.m. fixing a water main break or something like that. But also just, you know, all of the people I've met in the community and worked with, you know, in neighborhoods and community organizations and nonprofits. I think, you know, that is one of the strengths of our city, is that we have such an engaged and committed group of city residents who pull together and work to try to advance important goals and objectives in the city. So I think that's probably been the best part of the job. So again, there, I'll certainly have other opportunities to interact with the community and be involved in the community as going back to being a community member. But I think that's probably what stands out for me, having had the great honor and privilege to be the mayor of this city.
And what are you not going to miss about the job?
You know, it's I think that, you know, there's a lot of hours, long hours, and hard to turn off the job. You know, it's definitely can be a 24/7 job, and lots of meetings. You know, I think, look back, I mean, including my time on the city council, I've been, you know, going to city council meetings two Thursdays a month, you know, for 16 years, I think. You know, that's a lot of meetings. And I think having a little bit more of my time back, and my evenings back, and my weekends back, and, you know, being able to focus on, you know, some of the other things that are important in life, I'm looking forward to that. But again, I wouldn't trade a minute of any of it. And I, and I'm proud that I did the job at a fairly high level and gave everything I had to the citizens of the city.
And what are you planning to do next?
This has been a recurring question over the last several months, and I do not have a clear plan at this point. Meaning I don't have a job lined up that I will transition into. I've been involved in public service my entire life in one form or another, and so I'm very much still interested in public service and public policy and government and politics. As soon as I finish with the transition, which has really been my top priority right now, I'm going to be focusing on figuring out what the next chapter is. But obviously, this time that I've had as mayor will certainly carry with me into whatever the next chapter is, and we'll see. I'll keep everyone posted.
Okay, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks to my colleague Paul Tuthill for that interview. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.